Thank you for the introduction. Thank you for the invitation. We chose Rabbi Ries, Dean of Reed, who honors us with his presence this evening. Moreover, Rabosai, in particular, Akar Satov, for the leadership of the student councils of both Yeshiva College and Stern College, for putting together tonight's program. And a personal Akar Satov to Sivan Karen, my beloved student, for inviting me to participate. As we Jews have done so many countless times in our history, we gather tonight to commemorate a tragedy. And this time it's not just a tragedy for us, this time it's a tragedy for the non-Jewish world as well. We remember the Holzbergs, we remember Rabbi Leibish Teitelbaum from Yerushalayim, Ben Zion Kronin, an American living in Israel, Yocheved Or Paz from Givatayim, and Norma Schwarzblit Rabinovich from Mexico, who was on her way to make Aliyah to Israel. The hour is late. The program was supposed to end at 9 o'clock. I have Talmidim here who I promised would be in the Beis Medrash already. So I want to be very brief, and I just want to share one thought with you based on the forthcoming Hanukkah holiday. What should we learn from such a tragedy? And my question is, who is your Hanukkah hero? Who is the hero of Hanukkah? So the simple answer would be Yehuda HaMakabi is a hero, or Matisio is a hero, or maybe Yehudis is a hero. Women played a very significant role. Women are obligated in the mitzvah of Hanukkah, and Hayibosa Hanes, Rashi says Yehudis. But I want to suggest my vote for the hero of Hanukkah that really resonates with what it is that brings us here together. I mean, something that we could take along and take away with us. You know the story of Hanukkah. Beis HaMikdash is in shambles. Baruch Hashem is successful. And we win, and we come back into the Beis HaMikdash, and we're looking, and finally we find a little Pach Shemen. And it's enough to last for one night. We know that it's going to take 8 nights before we can have a steady supply. It's 4 days away till we get the olives, until we squeeze them. It's 4 days back. It's going to take us 8 days. So I know that it's not going to be until 8 days from now when it'll be uninterrupted. And I'm the Kayan who has the Pach Shemen and who has to make a decision. Should I light it now? Why should I light it now? If I light it now, it'll last for one day. And then it's going to go out. And it's going to remain out for a week. Because I'm going to have to wait an additional week in order for the light to come back, in order to be able to light. So I'm not going to light now. You know what? It was dark for so long. So it'll be dark for another week. I'll wait for a week. And then 8 days from now, I'll light it. And then right after it runs out, I'm going to have light forever. Because I'm going to have a whole new supply. So what does the Kayan do? The Kayan does something counterintuitive, and the Kayan is my hero. The Kayan says, you know what? I have light. I have a Pach Shemen. I have oil. I'm going to light. Who knows what tomorrow's going to bring? Who knows what's going to happen in a few days from now? How can I wait? How can I hold on to this? This is Neches Yakar, this is precious. And therefore, because it was dark for so long, and now I have an opportunity, even if it may go out, and even if I'm going to have to wait, but to hold on to it and not to light, I'm going to go ahead and light. To go ahead and do something, even when we don't know how efficacious it's going to be, we don't know how sensible it's going to be. To remember those who passed away, to remember the Jews, to remember the non-Jews. So, what can we do? We're only human beings, we're individuals, but we have to do something. We have to take a light and light it, even if we don't know what's going to be after tomorrow. Even if we're not assured that the act that we're going to do is going to have kiyum, and it's going to have mitzvahs, to do a little bit, to take the chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. To take the kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us with. And Baruch Hashem are blessed with tremendous kochos. And to be able to use them for good. And not to say, do I know what kind of an impact this little act is going to make? Yehuda Kayin taught us, my hero, that you do what you can do, and you just go ahead and do it. And that's how I understand the answer to the famous Mesiris's Kasha of Chanukah. Every Yom has a famous Kasha. Chanukah is the Mesiris's Kasha. Why do we celebrate Chanukah for 8 days? After all, it was enough to last for one day. The miracle was only 7 days, so I should celebrate Chanukah for 7 days. If I celebrated the miracle was 7 days. The answer is you're right. The miracle was 7 days, but there was another miracle. The miracle is that it was lit in the first place. The miracle is that Yehuda Kayin decided I'm not going to wait. And the fact that it was lit, extending oneself with what one has, no matter what's going to be, that's a night of Chanukah. That's something that we remember. And that's why we have 8 nights of Chanukah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the wisdom to be able to acknowledge the terrible tragedy. Rav Soloveitchik taught us in many different ways that ours is not to ask why, but ours is to ask what. Rav Shashua Flow here says, Pasuk says in Tehillim, Keili, Keili, Lama, Azavtani. Says Rav Shashua Flow here, Shlamed, Menhei, can also be read, Lima, Azavtani. For what? We don't know why. We'll never know why. Bahadikasha the Rahmana Lamalach, we don't understand. We don't begin to understand. But the Rav taught us that's not the question. The question is when we're faced with evil and when we're faced with suffering, the question is what do we do? And the answer is something. To do a Maaseh Chesed. It's not going to make a difference. The Kayin taught us that it doesn't matter. We should remember all those who perished. We should be inspired by their memory. We should be zochet to make the world a better place. And in the schus of our activities, to hang the Shema Son through our Mitzvah.